You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hey, my name is Tate, and today is April 1st. Today, we are reading out of the book of 1 Chronicles. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on His word and His presence. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went out to meet them. Now the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of God, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered him, "Go, I will deliver them into your hands." So David and his men went up to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, God has broken out against my enemies by my hand." So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines had abandoned their gods there, and David gave orders to burn them in the fire. Once more the Philistines raided the valley. So David inquired of God again, and God answered him, "Do not go directly after them, but circle around them and attack them in front of the poplar trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move out to battle, because that will mean God has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army." So David did as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army, all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. So David's fame spread throughout every land, and the Lord made all the nations fear him. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 8 through 17.
David's army defeated the Philistines in two phases of battle. In both confrontations, the deciding factor was God's intervention, not Israel's military might. David inquired of the Lord both times, yielding to his divine pleasure and will. God accomplished victory for his people and increased his fame among the nations. Even then, God was on a mission to redeem his people and set a precedent for what he would do in the future. Often, the physical battles of the Old Testament illustrate the spiritual battles between the forces of good and evil. In overview, the life and ministry of Jesus outline the cosmic fight in which Christ defeats Satan and his hosts. Jesus drove out demons and gave his disciples the authority to overcome Satan's power. The enemy was disarmed and defeated on the cross, but Satan's ultimate demise won't come until the consummation of history. Let's pray.
Jesus, when I face battles in life, help me to turn to you as David did, seeking your pleasure and will. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.